mind. Book of Genesis tonight, chapter number 5. Amen. This is really some genealogy stuff, but there's a lot of good stuff in this. Let's just start at verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. Enoch, amen, the father of Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24, well, I'm going to preach from here today. And Enoch walked with God. Yeah. He was not, for God took him. Yeah. That's wonderful. But I would like to get, if I bring this in here, you understand where it's coming from. And Methuselah lived 187 years. He begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if God would help us, praise God. I would like to preach to us, amen, from this verse. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Hallelujah. And not trying to take anything away from this flood victims that's going on whatsoever. But Brother Jamie was telling me last night, he saw up there in that eastern Kentucky some short clips that they've been passing around. And he said that the news station people was out there in a certain place. And she was doing a news report. And behind her were some guys trying to get some vehicles or something out of the way. And all of a sudden, a big wave of water came and swept them. And they were gone. And they said they're gone to this day. As of last night, they had never found them. They were on the missing persons list. Amen. Glory to God. So if the Lord would help us for just a few moments here today, I tried to find a catchy title. You could call it the missing person list. Amen. Or I thought about, amen, Earth's missing person list, but heaven's admission list. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what I want to look at right here today. Amen. And I realized there was no police department. There was no 911. Amen. In any state. But could you imagine? Amen. If they got the call. Praise God. Amen. Hello, police department. 911. How may I help you? Glory to God. Somebody said, well, I want to give a report of a missing person. What's his name? His name's Enoch. How tall was he? How much did he weigh? Amen. Praise God. And, also, how old was he? 365 years old. What? Amen. Yeah. And they get all choked up. Praise God. Amen. Are you sure you got to, you sure that you ain't on some type of drug? Amen. 365 years old. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how old Enoch was when he walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. For one thing, only two times in Scripture, amen, indicate that men walked with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Enoch, of course, walked with God. And the other time was Noah. The Bible said Noah walked with God. Hallelujah. Both of these men lived prior to the flood. And both of these men were spared by the flood's waters. Hallelujah. Enoch by translation and Noah by boat. Amen. The flood, as you may recall, was not a natural disaster such as has happened up here, amen, in eastern Kentucky. A natural disaster. 8 inches of rain falling in an hour or two. I tell you, that's a natural disaster. Amen. Yeah. The hollers and creeks just aren't big enough to hold that kind of water. Amen. I was telling Michelle last night, I said, can you imagine in Noah's day? Hallelujah. This morning I was woke up early, maybe where you live, you, Sister Dottie, by the way, wasn't able to come, said the water was coming up. All that rain coming up there in Little 2 Mile Creek, I think it's called. fog where they live. Amen. A lot of rain can push a lot of water up real fast. Amen. I pulled up down there at Surf Pro, and that whole lot back there that the church owns behind Surf Pro underwater, about 2 feet of water in that lot back there, just from the little rain that we had this morning. Brother Jamie told me last night, said, man, that morning that really hit him up there in Whitesburg, said, it come that, he called it a monsoon. He said, it come that monsoon rain up there. It only rained for a couple of hours. Amen. Only rained for a couple of hours, but oh, the water that it left. Can you imagine in Noah's day, in the day that I'm preaching about here today, can you imagine 40 days and nights, amen, looking out and all you see is a monsoon of rain coming down. Amen. I tell you, it was a judgment of God upon a sinful earth. Hallelujah. God spoke and said, get ready. Amen. I'm going to judge this world of its sin. But people would not listen to the preaching of the man of God. Doesn't that sound familiar today? Brother Anthony, you can get out on the street corner. We can get in the church house and pay and put it on the radio. Amen. I tell you, you can put preaching out a lot of means now, but everybody just sits back and says, amen, oh no, it's not going to happen. I'm going to get to live the rest of my life. Amen. The judgment's not going to come in my day. But I come to tell you, when judgment comes, it comes swiftly. Amen. When judgment comes, it comes very quickly. Amen. Enoch was translated, thank God, 40 days and nights. Amen. It began to rain. Plus the fact that God broke, amen, opened the fountains of the deep. Amen. Oh, I believe it changed the topography, they call it, of the earth. Amen. Yes, when I was younger, Brother Tommy, I was probably a young earther. Amen. But the older I get, and I'm not saying I'm really any smarter, but I am more studied. Amen. I'm leaning more to believe that the earth is older than what we think. Amen. But anyhow, I do believe this. I believe in Noah's day, prior to the flood, I believe the earth was connected. Amen. You look at a map of the earth today, and there's little sections that divide. I tell you, amen, Jamie said, Jason, after church tomorrow on Sunday, you ought to ride up here and look at this place. He said, it looks like a war zone. Looks like they dropped a bomb. Mountainsides are slid off. Bridges are gone. People's houses are gone. Everybody's outbuildings are floating on down the streams. He said, it looks horrible. Amen. Looks horrible. I tell you, it changed. Amen. The landscape. Amen. Can you imagine, Brother Anthony, the landscape of the earth? 40 days and nights. Amen. The flood water's coming. Great God in heaven. But God already got Enoch out. And God already had Noah on the boat. Amen. It's interesting, case in point, that God several times has poured out his wrath upon this earth. Oh yes, I believe he poured out his wrath in the days of the flood. Amen. There's a vast difference in humanity, in the way God reacts to man, and man acts to man. I tell you what, Hitler killed a lot of people, but that's all he can do was kill them. Amen. Oh yes, what about Saddam Hussein? He killed a lot of people and tortured a lot of people, but once they were dead, he could do nothing else to them. But oh, I'm preaching church, amen, a little bit to you here today, about a time when God's going to pour his judgment out upon this old earth. And the Bible said men's going to cry to the rocks for the rocks to fall on them. Men's going to cry at their life be seized. But I tell you what, they'll not find death, amen, when they want it. It's going to be a horrible time, amen, when God pours his wrath out upon this world. But Brother Anthony, I don't intend on being here. Did you hear me? Brother Tom Perry, I don't intend in sticking around to see the wrath of God. Well, what makes you believe that? I'm getting ready to read to you from the Word of God. But I tell you what makes me believe that. Amen. He got Enoch out, didn't he? Great God. He got Noah out, didn't he? He got Lot out of Sodom before he destroyed it with fire. And I come to tell you, he'll get the church out of this old sinful world. before the 7 years of tribulation sets in. I said all that I've said to this point as building blocks. Can you imagine how much damage had happened on this earth in just 40 days of rain? Can you imagine what's going to happen in 7 years when God shakes this earth? You don't want to be left behind, church. You don't want to be left behind. You've never seen agony like's going to happen. Brother John said, one day I slept in my bed and I had a house, and the next day it was all gone. That's agony. That's a hard thing to imagine. But great God, that doesn't compare to the 7 years of tribulation. It'll be a horrible time. I said, it's going to be an earth sinking event. You better get ready. You better get ready. I'm not charismatic, but you might want to look at your neighbor and say, you better get ready. You better get ready. The Lord is about to come. Jesus is about to come. Hey, and there's going to be a missing persons list. Where's Enoch? He walked with God until he was not, for God took him. He was gone with God. I come to tell you, if the rapture should happen today, is your name going to be on the missing persons list? Is your name going to be on that list that he got took up out of here because he walked with God? I said, because he walked with God.
Yes.
Amen.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
But I would not have you, 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or dead. Right. We which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord, praise the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep or dead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Let me tell you something. I got some good news, Charlie. Woo! I got some good news, Brother Jamie. I got some good news, church. Every loved one that you've ever had that has gone on in the Lord, and they were Christians, and they knew God. Let me tell you something. The Bible said when he descends, hey, God in heaven. I love this, Brother Anthony. Amen. Michael, the archangel's not coming. Amen. Gabriel, he's not coming. But Jesus himself is coming. Hey, you think about it. A lot of times, great men, MacArthur, and a lot of those guys would send out, amen, their highest ranking officials and send them out to battle to do the business. This time, the main man, Jesus himself, is coming, Brother George, riding on a cloud of glory. Amen. And Jesus, amen, is coming. And he's going to cry with a loud cry. Amen. Great God, shout with a great shout. And you know what? Just like that, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Hey, well, I don't believe that. I can't help what you believe. I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. Amen. Just like Lazarus. I like what that old black preacher said. He said when Lazarus was laying dead, amen, the Jews believed that after 3 days, the spirit of a man was removed from him, and even God himself couldn't raise up that man. That's what the Jews believed. Amen. They sent word to Jesus, could you come? Lazarus is sick. But he stayed right where he was. I said he stayed right where he was until finally 4 days later he came a little bit late, but he was still on time. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. You know what, Brother Anthony? He showed up on the 4th day. Amen. The Jews believed the spirit within that man had already been removed, and even God could raise him up. Jesus said, show me where you have laid him. Hey, God, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. Show me where you've laid him. I want to see him. And he cried, Lazarus, come forth. And old black preacher said he was very, amen, significant in the Lazarus. Because if he had not been, every Lazarus
Lazarus that had ever lived would have come up. I come to tell you, just like he spoke to Lazarus, the dead in Christ is going to get up. I said the dead in Christ is going to get up. On the, hey, church, you better get ready. Hey, church, you better be ready. You don't know when it's coming. You don't know when. I come to ask you, are you going to be on the missing person list? Are you going to be on that list of missing persons? I beg you to evacuate.
Yes.
Before the tribulation happens.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It startled me, Brother Tommy.
Come on.
I said, John, didn't you see it coming? You know, naturally, in our minds, we think, well, if a flood comes, I'm going to hear about it. I know the water's going to rise, and I'm going to try my best to get what I got and get out of there. But, oh, it hit about 5 in the morning. Most people was in a bed. It hit about 5 in the morning, rained about 7, Jamie said. From about 5 in the morning to 7, it come a monsoon. And John said, when I got up, you seen that water and you seen it coming up? He said, we knew we had no time to waste. He said, I threw what I had. He said, I thought I had. He said, I remembered about some papers, important papers. He said, I better get them. He said, I throw them in a garbage bag. He said, we got a few things that we can throw in a bag, garbage bag. He said, we throw in a car and we like to never got out of the floodwaters with our vehicles. That's how fast it happened. Amen. That's how fast, church. They didn't have no time to wait. They didn't have no time to linger. It'll be faster than that when he comes. I said it'll be faster than that. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, everything's going to change. Thank God. And the Christians will be resurrected out of here. The dead will be pulled out of the graves. And that businessman, he's going to come home from work and say, where's my wife? And where's my kids? Hey, honey, where are you at? Amen. Raylan, where are you at? Girls, where are you at? And there's no answer. He's going to run out of the street in a frantic and bang on his neighbor's door. Where's my wife? Where's my children? I don't know, sir. I've got people in my family. They're missing. They're missing in action. They're on the missing person list. And nobody knows what's going on. I come to tell us. They got at it. You don't want to be left in this sinful world. Be ready. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. I'm about done here.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
But it's not a prophetic theme in particular that God has laid on my heart right here today. We know it's going to happen. It is prophetic. God has prophesied.
Yeah.
That it's going to happen. Here's the thing. We know it's going to happen, but we do nothing about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Oh, God.
Huey Perry owned West Virginia building there. He sold it, made a bunch of money. But Huey and his family, them Perrys, you can Google it. I don't know exactly. 70s. 74, 75. Back home where I come from, they call it the Buffalo Creek flood.
Yep.
And the authorities went up there. It was a big old sludge pond for the mines. Huge, big old pond way back in the mountains. And they knew that thing had a crack in it, but another big old rainstorm was coming. And the authorities went up and checked it out, and they knew it was going to break. But here's the problem. They thought it was going to break several times before. And they send word out up and down Buffalo Creek, get out of here, get out of here.
Yeah.
The dam's going to break. You're going to get flooded. And they had left several times before, and the dam never broke. But this time they said it has to break, and nobody would listen. They had packed up and left too many times in the past, and nobody listened. Guess what? The old-fashioned preachers like me have been crying for years. Get ready, the Lord's about to come. Get ready, the dam's about to break. But you know what happened this particular day? It broke. And I forget how many hundred Haman died on that day in Buffalo Creek, West Virginia, as the flood of that sludge pond went down through there, wiped out houses and wiped out families because they didn't listen
come to tell you, listen, you ain't got time to wait till that day and get ready. You ain't got time to wait till the rain comes and the damn breeze. You gotta be ready right now. You gotta be ready right now today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
People say, well, Brother Jason, what's the breakoff point that God will let a man go? That's really one of my pet peeves, I guess you say. That's really one of my weaknesses. When somebody says, how close can a literal worm still get by? Won't you ask any of that?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Won't you ask our missing person tonight that question? Enoch, how close can you live to the world and really get by? Amen. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. The joy of salvation. I believe Enoch would say, is my walk with God? Amen. Beside the point, I'd want to walk with God if there was no afterlife. Amen. It's the joy to walk with our Father. The closer we get to Him, the more content we are. Did you hear me? Hey, God, this is a sermon in its own. I'm going to hit this and run and finish my current point out. The great God, that's why people's not happy today. That's why marriages fell in divorce court. They don't walk with God. Come on. That's why churches split. Amen. Right down the middle. Half goes here, half goes there. Because Jesus is the focal point. You can't tell me Jesus is the focal point of your life and you have bitterness and resentment and fuss and fight and don't have unity in you. Jesus can't be the focal point, because if He is, amen, the only thing that matters is walking with Him. Walking with Him. And each day was a wicked day. Bless me, I'm about done. I preach it to my heart. And each day, Brother Chuck, was a sinful day. It was so sinful that just a few short years, God destroyed the earth with water. Can you imagine? In each day, sin all abound. Sin abounded at every hand. But Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Hey, amen. I'm led to believe we never heard much of Enoch until he was 65 years old.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible said Enoch was 65 years old and begat a son by the name of Methuselah. Hey, walk with God.
Sir.
Hey, man, this is another sermon. And I believe Enoch, when he looked out at the sin of the world, and he saw how that sin had taken children, and he saw how that sin had destroyed families, he said, if Methuselah ever gonna stand a chance, amen, he's got to see God in me. And the birth of his son at the age of 65 changed Methuselah, Enoch's life, rather. Methuselah changed Enoch. And the Bible, and I believe Enoch got saved. I believe Enoch made a conscious effort that said, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to raise my family in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And Enoch buckled down. He quit going to the ball games. He quit going to the worldly endeavorments. He quit laying out in the worldly crowd. Hey, amen. What are you going to do, Enoch? Amen. Tomorrow morning, Enoch said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to get up. I'm going to find an altar and walk with God. Hey, that do you some good if you learn to walk with God. It do you some good to develop a prayer life again. It do you some good to read His Word and get a desire to know God more.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Why you're cold and indifferent.
Glory to God.
You don't walk with God.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Reason why you come to church or not come to church.
You don't walk with God.
Come on.
You might as well say amen. I'm preaching now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Reason why you can sit here tonight.
Thank you.
And the pastor pumped and prowled in the service. I felt the Holy Ghost in that song.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked out over the crowd, and about half of him was dead in a hammer.
Oh, Come on, Brother Jason. Come on.
Have your way, Lord.
Half of you didn't even have a desire to be in the house of God.
Come on.
Yes. And I thought, wow. Woo! We're in the house of God here.
Yeah.
We're in the presence of the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. The problem is, you ain't walked with Him in so long, you forgot how to worship Him. You ain't walked with Him in so long, you'd rather sit there with your hands down and your head down and say, well, if I feel it today, that'll be on. I tell you what, I didn't drive very far, about 7 minutes, but it's too far to go home without feeling heaven. Amen. How far to go? It's too far with going home without feeling heaven. They have come to kill us. Let's walk with God. Let's learn to walk in the presence of God. Put God first in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Enoch walked with God.
Jesus.
That was the key to his amazing venture. If you had asked Enoch, amen. Enoch, how much can you stand to get by?
Well, that seemed like
I believe he'd say, what in the world are you talking about, man?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. God is the very joy of my living.
Woo! Come on, man.
If you're going to walk with God, you'll have to go where God goes.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Yep.
Bless him, Lord.
If you're going to walk with God, you got to stay out of the places he's not at.
Come on now.
Yeah. Hey! I said if you're going to walk with God, you got to abstain the very appearance of evil. Come on! We want hey! I told you better get you a song and sing. Amen? Hey, come on! You know what? We're living in an hour. Amen? Oh, great God in heaven, where we want to sit back and talk about how used to be. Well, 50 years ago, the church had revival. Well, 50 years ago, we laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Well, 50 years ago, we didn't have everything we got now to keep our minds so away from God. Hey, amen. Folks don't pray. They don't read the Word of God. They're not faithful to God's house. And yet they want to gripe and say we don't have power. Power comes from walking with God. Power comes from living in the presence of an almighty God. I come to tell us, hey, are you willing to walk with God?
Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
We live as close to the world as we can and still be called Christian. Mm-hmm. There's a problem we're facing nowadays.
Yes, sir.
There's a problem we're facing with.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
Say your name, Lord.
Oh, how long can I live around those folks I work with? Just let them know I go to church. I don't want them to know I'm all drastic and I go every night. I don't want them to know I'm married to this.
Come on.
Just let them know I go.
Come on.
I preached a little bit the other night about being committed.
Yeah.
Amen. People don't want to commit. Amen. Marriages that are at an all-time low. People rather live together than they would commit and get married. Because there's no obligation. There's no responsibility in living. But once you commit, there's a little bit of responsibility.
Right.
And that's the way people are with God. They don't want to commit.
Come on,
I tell you what, I'm married to him.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, I'm married to him. Hey. I never had no trouble with that. Great God in heaven. I got married at 19 years old. Amen. And I've been committed ever since. Hey, God. I know some of you the same way. Amen. You're testifying. Tell about it. Hallelujah. You had service tonight to tell it. And I couldn't get nobody up. So I'm going to tell mine. Amen. Hey, you know what happened, brother? I got committed at a young age, and I committed myself to my wife and to my family, and I'm still committed. Thank God. Amen. 12 years ago, I started a church out of nothing, and I committed myself, and I'm still committed. I still pray. I still preach. I still try to pull out the flames. Thank God in heaven. I come to tell us, when's the last time you walked with God? When's the last time you grabbed me by the hand and said, let's walk, God?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Holy
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
I need to move on.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on now.
Jesus.
So how can a person walk with God? One thing is certain, that person and God will agree on everything. Amen. Amos said, 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed?
Yep. Come on.
If you walk with God, you'll believe what God believes.
Amen.
If you walk with God, you won't spend your life fighting against the things of God.
Amen.
Right. If you walk with God, you won't spend 1 minute of your life fighting that book right there.
That's right.
Come on, buddy.
Woo! Amen. If you walk with God, you won't spend 1 minute downgrading to talk about the preacher.
Right.
Amen, God. I said, if you walk with God, you'll love what God loves. Amen. God loves the church. God loves God's men. God loves the Spirit of God. Amen. Dwelling in His presence. Hey, and you'll hate what God hates. What does God hate? God hates sin. You'll get as far away from sin as you can, because God said not one sin can enter into the pearly gates of heaven.
Praise you, Lord.
Woo!
Praise you, Lord.
Everybody got a song?
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Oh, if you love God, you'll hate sin.
That's right. Jesus. Yay, God.
Feel the Holy Ghost here.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
So how did Enoch walk with God? Fascinating story. The birth of his son got him spurned, and then he started walking with God. Amen. And for the next 300 years of Enoch's life,
wow,
65 years old when he... What he had Methuselah. I got some more interesting numbers I need to read to you here in a second. And so Enoch walked with God for the next 300 years, which meant that Enoch lived 365 years, and he walked with God, and he was not before God. It took him 365 years. I believe, and I'm not trying to get too in-depth spiritually here, but I believe if we're going to walk with God, we're going to have to walk with him 365 days a year.
Amen.
One day that you don't walk with God, amen, might be the day that you get sucked into sin.
Amen.
You can't afford one day without God.
Right.
And I've said this from this pulpit. I've said this to Brother Tommy and others in talking. And I'm not acting like I'm an old man, an old experienced guy whatsoever, Brother. But I've never seen a day in my life since I've been young that it's hard to keep people enthused about serving God.
Amen.
They lose out so quick and so easy.
Right.
They can shout on Sunday, and by Thursday night, they're in the mother grubs. They don't know if they can serve God. They don't know if they're ever going to come back to church or not. I've never seen such an hour in all my life. Amen. To keep people enthused. You know why? Because we're not walking with God.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
This is more than just an hour or 2 hours, and I realize I'm cutting into some time here. Amen.
Come on.
This is more than just 2 hours on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
It's 365 days a year.
That's right.
It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right, brother.
Bye. Every day.
Amen.
Every day.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
Yes, sir, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Come on. I'm done here, but I'm going to go ahead and finish what's on my heart. Praise God. He just vanished. No death, no burial, no casket. No undertaker, only an upper taker.
That's right.
You know, the one glorious day is what's going to happen to you if you're still alive.
Jesus.
Everybody talk about expenses nowadays, and they put you in a jar. The cremation's big time now. Everybody gets cremated. I told myself something happened to me. I said, cremate me, put me in a jar, and carry me around with you the rest of your life. Woo! You're talking about old dad, say, right there he is. Right there he is, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Right there's old dad. Hallelujah. I tell you, I want to be ready to go when he comes, don't you?
That's right.
Amen. I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done here. This is very, very good stuff I come across.
Amen. Listen to this. I'm trying to find where I need to start. This, the scriptures tell us twice that Enoch walked with God. Amen. I already read to you. Noah walked with God. But the Bible said that Enoch walked with God. Amen. He walked not because he was not, for God took him. 365 years old. This word walk, amen, in the Greek, I cannot say this, means eustosis, amen, which means acceptable, which is related to Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. Amen. Great God. Which says to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. That is our job when we walk with God, to present our bodies a living, holy sacrifice, right, acceptable unto God. Right, when right. God looks at us, when we walk with Him, He'll be acceptable of our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Great God. Our life will please Him. Amen. He won't look at our life and say, well, they walk with me part of the time and with the devil part of the time. Oh, no. But when He looks at us, He'll say, they walk with me. Amen. They walk with me, great God. Hey, for Enoch walked with God in his day. It took boldness. It took courage. It took the pressures of society. And that's what it's going to take today.
Right.
Enoch's society was wicked. It was corrupt. I like what Jude said, 1 and 14 and 15. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Enoch was the first prophet. Amen. Yeah. Enoch prophesied and said, get rid of your sin. God's going to judge this land.
Yeah.
By faith, Hebrews said, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he was acceptable.
He pleased God.
Yeah, that he pleased God. Ooh. My Lord in heaven. Ooh. Somebody asked me, I think it was Adam back here. Amen. Asked me the other day, said, who I believe the two witnesses will be. I personally believe, I'm certain on one, Elijah. Elijah will be one of the witnesses. There are and I also believe Enoch will be amen, the prophet there, the one of the two prophets in the book of Revelation. Some believe Moses instead of Enoch. Amen. But I want you to look at these comparisons. Amen. Enoch prophesied in the middle period between Adam and Abraham. Elijah prophesied in the middle period between Abraham and Christ. Hallelujah. Enoch preached in a day of apostasy. Elijah preached in a day of apostasy. Enoch was transformed. He walked with God and he was not, for God transformed him. Elijah departed in a whirlwind and God brought him on up. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. And these two men, I believe, will be the prophets in the last days. Hey, I come to tell us, get ready. Get ready, Enoch. Be one of the first prophets, and I preached this before I'm done. Amen. But he named his son Methuselah, which Methuselah's name meant, and after this it shall come. After this it shall come. Glory to God. Amen. Enoch walked with God another 300 years, and he was not, for God took him. But Methuselah kept on living. Listen to this. And when you add up the ages of Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah, amen, when their eldest sons were born, 187 plus 182 plus 500 plus 100 years between Genesis 5 and 32 and 7 and 11, you come up with 600 or 969 years. And after this, it shall come. Amen. Enoch said, get ready, ye ungodly sinners. God's going to judge this land. Hey, amen. And every Bible scholar agrees to this one point, that on the very year that Methuselah died is when the heavens break forth and gave its rain, and the earth opened up for 40 days and nights,
that it was the very day that Methuselah died, and the very raindrop hit some folks standing at their funeral, and they said, "What is this? Hey, this is the judgment of God. This is a get ready. The judgment of God is getting ready to be poured out, and you don't want to be left to face the wrath and the judgment of an almighty God." Stand with me in this house. Listen.
Had a voice.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God.
969 years. Wow. And the rain came, Brother John.
Lord, my Lord. Ooh. My God.
Noah preached. I realize some say 100, some say 120. Put it this way, 100 years is a long time, Brother John.
It is, buddy. Yeah.
Noah preached at least 120 years, Brother. You ready?
Yep.
The wrath of God's coming.
Yes, it is.
Get ready. The wrath of God's coming.
Yep.
How many years have we preached? I'm talking about our denomination. How many, we've been preaching since Paul, Brother George.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, man, Paul wrote them words like he was, almost saw it.
Yeah, buddy.
Get ready. For he's about to come back.
That's right.
And Christ will rise. Then they which are alive and remain shall. Paul was looking for Jesus to come in his day.
Amen.
And we've been preaching for the last 2,000 years. Jesus is about to come. And people are right back in that apostate age again.
Yeah.
How can we murder babies and don't think a thing about it?
That's right.
How can we live in sin and wife swap and have four and five wives and shack up and live and be simple like people live today and don't think a thing about it because we're in apostate error?
You're right.
We're in apostate time. Amen. Oh God, where people have no fear of God. No fear of God. Amen.
My Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
I come to ask you right here tonight if Jesus would come back.
Blessed be the name.
Are you going to be on that list?
Thank
you, Lord. That's one of the person list I'm going to be on.
Amen.
Yes. I don't want to be left here. 40 days and nights, Brother Earl.
Jesus.
This whore got fucked.
Glory, glory to the name.
Mount, I believe that Mount Everest was underwater.
Yeah.
Holy.
Mount Everest is the highest peak. Can you remember by the time 30,000 feet above sea level? What is it? What is a mile?
5,280.
280. You're looking at 5 miles of water.
Mm-hmm.
5 miles deep.
That's right.
Yep. They have found artifacts from the bottom of the ocean on the top of Mount Everest.
That's the truth.
Yes, sir. That is factual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
40 days and the earth had water in it 5 miles deep.
Holy
God.
40 days.
That's right.
40 days. 7, 14, 21, 28.
Thank you.
A little over 5 weeks. Can you imagine 7 years?
That's right.
You don't want to be left here, Brother Earl. You don't want to be left here.
Jesus.
Face the wrath of God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I'm preaching longer than I usually preach. Give me a tune, Sister Mary. Bow your head with me and pray, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you beckoned this on my heart back here today. And I come out here and preach it to the best of my ability. Are we really ready for the end time flood? Are we really ready for what's coming? I'd like to ask somebody, maybe while you're standing there searching your heart, searching your soul, are you ready to meet God? Are you really got every sin under the blood? Do you really have a walk with God? Have you really been serious with God and about God? Or would we like to find us an altar up here tonight and say, God, I'm going to get serious? 365 days. Any clip, 365 years, I'm going to walk with God 365 days. Come on, church. Come on, let's get in these altars. Let's find God. Let's find God here in these altars tonight. I've got to serve you, Lord. I've got to give my all to you, Lord. I've got to find you, Lord. I got to be serious about this. I got to be ready and willing, Lord.
Are you ready?
Once again, thank you for 16.